Okay, so we were talking about finance, so we're just going to talk a little bit about the financial crisis. What do you think about it?
I think the financial crisis is a huge mess, and a lot of people don't really understand how it happened or why it happened. So I think it's important to talk about the general background of the whole thing. So basically, in my own personal opinion, I think is that credits got out of hand and they were given to people who were not able to repay those credits, and the whole system collapsed.
But at the same time, if you are taking out a loan and you have a look at the details and realize that you might not be able to pay it out, maybe you should be thinking a little bit more carefully about whether you actually can afford to take out this loan or not.
You do have a point, but I think it has to do with culture in a way, because I am from Mexico, and we Mexicans see Americans that they always take out loans for everything, right? So if they buy a house, they take out a loan. If they buy a car, they take out a loan. So there's this common expression that Americans are always in debt. So that's the whole thing, that people were taking out loans to buy $1 million houses, $750,000 houses, when they were only able to afford $300,000 houses. But they knew they weren't going to be able to pay it, looking at their income statements and all that. And regardless of all of that, they still gave out those loans.
That's true, but at the same time, I think that you are the person signing the contract if you're taking out the loan. I don't think being in debt is a bad thing, but I think that if you are going to take out a loan, you have to do it responsibly. So you do have to read all the fine print, and you do have to get a second opinion about whether you will actually be able to keep going with this loan. I mean, as you said, if you're taking out a loan that's, or a mortgage that's 750 grand, I mean, you're going to be paying that for a long time, and you want to know that 20 years in the future, you're not going to end up losing your house.
Well, that's the thing, like the banks in a way, it's all about the social contract, right? And that social contract was broken from both sides. But the banks knew that these people were going to lose their houses in 20 years due to their, because they weren't going to be able to pay out these
Really?
loans. Yes. They knew that. Like, I'm pretty sure, because it doesn't take a rocket scientist. If you take their income statements and you do the math for 20 years at the interest rates they were charging, like, I think it was just taking advantage of the people in a way.
I think the banks have been a little bit irresponsible in this matter, but in the end, it is the person taking out the loan who signs the contract, so they also have to bear some of the burden.
Yes, but this is not the first time that this has happened. It happened back, I don't know when, with the Asian crisis in Thailand, and it was a huge collapse around the world economy, and it happened in the States before. So it's not the first time that it has happened. So it makes you wonder, why do we allow these huge financial institutions and big old government to allow these things to happen?